29.1.
Read the following exercise and try to associate the ideas in English without literal translation. Jet lag. The glamorous and exciting image that some have on air travel is being considered by others as dull and tiresome, since now there is a whole lot more to deal with as a traveler than just the flight itself. In the post-9/11 era, there is no way to sugarcoat it. Air travel has become a hassle for its passengers who have to put up with arrivals at the airport 3 hours before the flight is scheduled to take off, long lines at the check-in counters, and endless frisks from custom officers that go the whole nine yards with security measures. Granted, that is advantageous to arrive early at the airport, so you can do some window shopping in the duty-free zone. But other than that, the cons still outweigh the pros. In some cases, there is daylight savings time to be considered, as you can be in one city or country where the day starts, which has its time of day set according to the time zone where it is located, and then find yourself in a different city or country by the end of the day, which happens to have a difference of 3 or 4 hours, and in some cases even more, from the place where you boarded. To wrap up, frequent flyers can tell you that air travel never gets old, as the experience to be exposed to different cultures and be able to visit different sites is a rewarding one that sometimes goes underestimated. Putting all in perspective, at some point, most people have to go through the trials and tribulations of getting on a plane, as the slogan for a well-known airline puts it simply, "Fly the friendly skies."